you're feeling young at heart, you can join us. It's completely up to you. Come on up. We do this every year. It's boring, but it's all right. I love our very old, come on up, our very old set, our wonderful crush. Every year I ask you what's different from last week. Every year I get the same answer. We're not sure. Who's here that was not here last week? You probably didn't come up and check. But today is Epiphany, right? So see these dudes? They were not here last week. Those are the Magi. These guys are dressed as almost like kings. See the crowns? I'm not sure what's going on with that hat. But they have come to find Jesus. They have followed the star. My question is, why? Any ideas? If you looked up in the sky and you said to yourself, haven't seen that star before, would you try to chase it down? What are you, nuts? No. Where would you end up? You don't know. And yet that's what the Magi, there are lots of interpretations about what a Magi is, but what we're pretty clear is that they weren't kings. They were probably kind of like astrologers or astronomers, and they observed the skies and they wondered about the portents. What we're fairly sure about is that they were probably not Jewish. And yet, they see this star and they follow it. Do they go straight to Jesus? Do you remember from the story that you weren't listening to? And neither was I? Because I've heard it so many times. No, they end up with Herod. Do you know who he is? Not a good guy. Herod was the ruler over the part of Israel where Jesus was. And Herod asked the Magi, because he heard they were looking for this new person who was going to be a new king. And guess what old kings don't like? New kings. They don't like them. And so they said, you know, Herod says to the Magi, hey, Magi, you look good. Glad that you're here. Nice looking present. If you could just go find Jesus and tell me where he is so that I might also bow down to him. They say pay homage in the scripture. Any ideas what Herod really wanted? If old kings don't like new kings, what do you think? He kind of wants to do away with Jesus. Years ago, I decided that instead of the Magi is wanting to pay homage to Jesus, they wanted to pay homicide to Jesus. Something altogether different. What's cool is the Magi find Jesus and they kneel before him. They have found this new child, this new king. Do they go back and tell Herod where he is? No. They're pretty smart. They go home by another way. I was thinking about the kings and about us. You know, so often we find Jesus, but sometimes we forget that what we found is so precious and so amazing and so life-changing for so many people that we let the Herods of this world, the kind of mean folks, still run things anyway. What if, I'm thinking about this particularly for you guys, because I hang around with a fair number of young people who all tell me that they're tired of the old kings, right? They're tired of the old kings and the way that they do things, particularly the kings, because we haven't let the queens do much. And I wonder if you could imagine for yourself how you could follow that star in a new way. And find Jesus in a new way. What if it turns out that God is speaking through that star and that light to you in a way that I'm not even hearing? I think it's possible. I think it's possible that God might be, just like Jesus, God did a new thing in Jesus, that God might do a new thing in you. So the Magi, this epiphany is not something that just happened long and long ago. I think it's happening now. Thanks, guys. So good to see you. I bet you can't wait to get back into confirmation.